This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has sent an unsigned letter requesting a Brexit delay to the European Union. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has sent a letter to the European Union requesting a delay to Brexit, having been compelled to do so by the law. But the UK PM, who has said he would rather be dead in a ditch than ask for an extension, has simultaneously tried to distance himself from that letter by refusing to sign it. That's prompted criticism from some lawmakers that Johnson is being juvenile. In an unusual step, Johnson then sent three letters to Donald Tusk, the president of the European Council. The first was a brief cover note from Britain's EU envoy explaining that the government was simply complying with the law. The second was the unsigned photocopy of the text Johnson is obliged to send by that law. And the third was a letter in which he said he does not want an extension, and that further delay would damage the interests of the UK and our EU partners. Johnson did choose to sign that letter.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Kurdish fighters and civilians began evacuating from a besieged Syrian town on Sunday, the first pullback under the U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal. The evacuation is a boost to a ceasefire that has been shaky since it began on Thursday evening. Clashes have erupted daily with occasional shelling. Speaking to reporters on his way to a surprise visit to Afghanistan, Defense Secretary Mark Esper says moving U.S. troops out of Syria will take time.
The U.S. withdrawal continues apace from northeast Syria again. We're talking weeks, not days. We want to be very deliberate and very safe as we go about it.
Esper is in Afghanistan to try to restart peace talks with the Taliban. For more on this story, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News.